with the latest news now.
A Court of Appeal ruling which found that government's plans to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda are unlawful was determined on the basis of evidence, and the judgment did not support or oppose any political view. That's according to one of the appeal judges. In a 161-page judgment today, Sir Geoffrey Voss, supported by Lord Justice Underhill, found there were substantial grounds to think that asylum seekers sent to Rwanda faced real risks of torture or inhuman treatment, or that their claims for asylum would not be properly determined in the East African nation. New government data say students in England aren't attending school as regularly as they should be. The statistics show persistent absence rates of up to 41% in secondary schools and almost 25% in primary schools. Charles Hamilton, head of business development at student support organisation Academy 21, says grades aren't the only concern.
If you think about 10% of your time not attending school, that can be a massive chunk of learning. And for children that are not attending school, what are they actually doing? And what kind of safeguarding issues does that present?
A French prosecutor says an officer has been handed preliminary murder charges for a teenager shooting that triggered rioting in the country. France's government has now vowed to restore order after two nights of violence, announcing it will deploy tens of thousands more officers and crack down on neighbourhoods where buildings and vehicles were torched. And Transport for London had to cancel services between Heathrow Airport in West London and Abbey Wood in South East London today via the centre of the capital due to an obstruction on the track. It's because a major section of London's £19 billion Elizabeth line was suspended because of a swan. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Alex Dunn.
Radio Works.
eBay is on a mission to save the nation money by buying refurbished technology rather than new, which could save us £8 billion a year, according to Climate Action NGO Wrap. Here's eBay's Mark Montecolombo.
With the cost of living continuing to rise, we're supporting families by showing the breadth of refurbished products you can count your homes with and help to avoid the 2 million tonnes of wasted electric items discarded by households and companies across the UK. Every product's refurbished by experts to make sure it meets the highest standards. To find out more information, go to our refurbished hub at ebay.co.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Dry and bright in the west with sunny spells, a few showers possible, mostly across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling fresher with pretty normal temperatures, highs of 22 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Check out our new membership programme for adults and young people with an impressive range of classes for health, fitness and recreational activities to choose from. See ymcanewarksherwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work. Cause if something made us red, if something got said, no, before the night ends, no, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. And that no one else. Here's a strong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we try to kill each other. But you know it's always love. We never knew how to fake it, but we always knew how to break it.
Oh,
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Newark Radio Sports Show. This is Gorey on his first show. And tonight, well, we have got a very successful football team with us. Hope you're all going to enjoy listening to these guys. They've had a fantastic season. So really looking forward to chatting to these boys and look forward to the weeks ahead as well with some extra other guests coming in. So really, really looking forward to it and hope you guys will tune in and listen to us.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere. When you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, rock the way we rock it, so don't stop, stop, stop. Just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. Yeah. So keep dancing.
So, a very warm welcome to the boys from Holy Trinity. So, who have we got with us tonight? We have got the manager.
So, Mark Harvey, I'm the manager.
I'm Alex Wavin, I've been playing for Holy Trinity for 5 seasons now.
I'm Curtis Corley-Nice, and I'm centre-half.
I'm Liam Moran, and I'm a club captain.
As well as the goal scorer, Liam, yeah?
Yeah.
So, boys, where do we start? What a season. What a season. Didn't expect this at the beginning, Mark, did you?
No. Got to admit, at the start of the season, we wouldn't have expected 3 cup finals and 2 victories.
That's awesome. I understand you still got to play some league games till about August, is that right?
Something like that.
So a big cup run like that, you've got to play a lot of games. You did all right with the amount of players you've got as well, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, it's always difficult back end of the season if you have good cup runs that we get a lot of league games to cram in at the end of the season. We had 8 in about the last 4 weeks, which obviously affected our league form. But we obviously had cup finals to look forward to.
So the first one was the League Cup final, wasn't it? The Sam Arnold?
Yeah, the Sam Arnold, yep.
Against Sparkston?
That's correct.
And how did that go? I didn't actually make that one, I was away. So my son plays for Holy Trinity, so I try to get to as many matches as I can. But I missed Sparkston. So what happened there, Mark?
So in that game, we actually lost last year in the final as well. So we've got a little bit of history with that competition. But this year we were in control of the game, winning 1-0. But unfortunately, in the last 10 minutes, Sparkston got an equaliser and we lost to a 97th minute winner. Which, in fairness, Sparkston, the last 10 minutes played really well and came on strong. And they did well.
Oh, brilliant. Did you all play in that final as well?
Yeah, all three of us here played in the final. I think, unfortunately, Kurt got injured in the first half.
Yeah, I played about 20 minutes and then came off injured, rolled my ankle, and that saw me off for the other two finals as well.
Oh, God, you didn't make the other two finals.
No, so a bit of bad luck to start with.
So tough gig there, Mark, when you lose your centre-half.
Yeah, definitely. But big Alex Wavy stood up, came into centre-half.
If anybody knows me, I'm like the Sandro Martinez in the Newark League, but without the ability. So imagine that high without the ability to play centre-half for the first time.
To be fair, that was one of my highlights, the cup finals that we played in. Even though we lost that one, we looked at each other, me and Mark, as if to say, well, who's going to fill in at centre-half? And we asked Alec, and fair play to him, he was just like, yeah, like proper military face. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll step up. And he did, to be fair. He played fantastic.
You've got to step up for the trin, aren't you? So... When called upon, but yeah, it was a good game, wasn't it? We was doing really well and whatnot, but just lapse of concentration at the end just cost us. But we dug deep, had a word amongst ourselves, and got back for the other two finals. So
yeah, that's why we sat here. In fairness, in that final, I thought we actually performed really well, and Barton got back in the game. Their goal was actually a cross, really. Truth be told. But to be fair to them, after that last 10 minutes, they just seemed to, I wouldn't say want it more, but they just dug in for everything, to be fair to them, and they never gave up. And actually, with hindsight, I think if we'd won that first final, we may not have necessarily gone on to do what we did in the other two. I think losing that first final and the feeling of, well, each cup final seems to be getting progressively bigger, actually losing that first one made us go, right, we've really got to step up now. I think you could argue if we win that first one, there's a little bit of complacency creep in.
Yeah, I think they've always been the demons of Holy Trinity, haven't they? That we've always been sort of a club that's almost got there, but never got there and never got across the line. And obviously with last season, that was sort of looming in the background. And obviously if it's happening again in the first final to lose, I think we was all a bit worried, weren't we? It was sort of the same old trend. So
I have to say, I was a bit worried for you because you played them in the league the week before, I think. 2 weeks before, and they beat you then, and I thought you guys have got to dig in a bit, but you did. You lost the final, but the Willie Hall Cup final, what a game, eh?
Yeah, definitely. That game was against Rose and Crown, difficult game. They'd won the Premier Division this season and played really well, had a good season, and we knew the game would be tough, but tactically the lads were spot on the day. Everything that we wanted them to do, they did, and really fought for it. And like Liam said, after the previous week, they battled really hard in that game, and played really well and won the game 2-1.
I think, obviously, Mark's just mentioned, like, tactically, we got things right. Ironically, before that game, Kurt had come to pick me up, and obviously he was injured, as he mentioned, he rolled his ankle, and we'd had a conversation about how sometimes you don't know whether something will work out well, whether something's good or bad. And actually, if Kurt hadn't got injured in that game, we wouldn't have gone to 3-5-2. So actually, with hindsight, Kurt took one for the team and helped us. And to be fair, Rose and Crown had said after that they were shocked by the formation, so perhaps that was something that helped.
Well, that's what everyone keeps telling me anyway.
So you won it for him, Kurt, really, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So, look, we're going to talk about the Senior Notts Cup final in a few seconds. We're going to have a little break, and then we'll come back to that, because that is a Willie Hill's a great one to win. I've been there for that one. But this next one is amazing. So, yeah, we'll come back in that in a few seconds, and we'll have a chat about that.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Do you want decking, pal? Well, if you do, Trade Timber Supplies have got over 100 miles of it if you lay it end to end, and that's a lot of decking. Plus, we've all sorts of other timbers too. Come and see us at Oakfield Lane Market, Warsop, and ask for Tom. He'll sort it. Visit tradetimbersupplies.co.uk or find us on Facebook.
When you want wood, no matter what size, Trade Timber Supplies. Trade Timber Supplies.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. We supply and fit bathrooms and kitchens, and we've been serving the Newark area for the last 10 years. We do everything, from a single tap to a full bathroom or kitchen, all supplied and fitted. Come and visit our large showroom, with designs for all styles and budgets on display. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-422. Or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
Radio Newark.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it. And it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. My shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record. And I'm not playing rap. Just cynical, I might kill me. Till you tell me in the heaven phone.
Hold tight.
Come on. Come on. Oh, oh, oh. Come on. Come on. Don't let go. Hold tight. Hold tight. It's alright, you said. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. Electric. This boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric, and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you, 'cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you really someone I wanna know. You
up shaking just to let you know now.
Good evening and welcome back to New Radio Sport. This is Gory. Tonight, for those that haven't just tuned in, we've got Holy Trinity here talking about the successes of this season and what a season they've had. We were talking about the Willie Old Boys, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
And so before we talk about this one, let's talk about the last time Holy Trinity were in the final.
So the last time Holy Trinity were in the final was 35 years ago, 1988, which is sort of your era, isn't it, Mark?
Thank you very much. So none of you boys were born then, no?
No, I was.
Well, one of the things about that final is a young man, same age as me roughly, scored the winner, didn't he?
He did, yes.
But unfortunately, not for you lads.
Yes, unfortunately so. So we lost to Greyhounders 2-1. And you would not imagine it in this day and age, but the guy who scored the winner was John Robertson, who obviously previously played for Nottingham Forest and scored the winner in the European Cup final. So imagine that in this day and age, probably something like Gareth Bale coming on and scoring the winner for Barkston at Collingham against us or something like that. So it's a bit how football has changed, let's say.
Yeah, and so how old's the club now?
So the club is 46 years old. We were formed in 1977, with the reserve side being formed in 1984. So yeah, the oldest, I believe the oldest running, still running Sunday League team, which we're very proud of.
I heard that. And so they've been around. What do you think the reason is that they're still there?
I think it's the togetherness that you get at the club. As players, it meant so much for us to win something, knowing that like Alex said, they've had so many finals over the years and always kind of come up short or been a bit unlucky because they've got like a European champion playing against them. So I think I'd like to hope that what we represent as players is what's been at the club for a long time, and it's a good set of friends playing with each other, enjoying their football. There's a good camaraderie. And something that sticks in my mind is after we won the Willie Hall, when we were in the pub after the game, the current chairman was holding the trophy and he almost welled up a bit. And to see what it meant to the players that were playing 20, 30 years ago to still be around and part of the club, I think that's the reason it's there. It's the people behind the scenes that kind of started the club or have been at the club that don't necessarily play anymore but still have such huge involvement and give so much back. And I think that, for me as a player, is what meant even more to win something, to see what it meant to them, because they've been at the club for years.
So from an outsider's point of view, I can see the camaraderie with the players, the chat that I can hear Will's phone pinging all the time. You've got such good banter, and for me, all of the boys in the football team, they're such good friends, and you can see that, especially after the celebrations. You can see how good that was. So go back to the Willie Hall final. You've won it 2-1 in the end, but you had to grind that one out, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. The Rose boys, they won the league unbeaten, and they are probably the best team in Newark. Obviously they showed that in the league with some very strong players, and I think we were just determined because we knew that they'd got one over us in the league, and I think they took us a little bit too lightly, and they admitted that themselves probably after the game when they had a pint with us at the pub. So fair play to those boys. But yeah, so
yes, they came to the pub.
Yeah, great sports, and we know some of those lads, so for a while. But yeah, so we had to dig deep, and even going to 1-1, we always felt like we were playing well and we were solid enough that we could create more opportunities maybe leave ourselves a little bit more exposed, but we'd get that moment and score. And obviously, the big man, Jordan Salby, who isn't here tonight, provided the goal. So
that's brilliant. And then it was at Collingham. There was quite a few watching, wasn't there? It's a
over 400, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
Got that right? But just mentioning on something Alex said there about how they've kind of come to the pub after to have a pint. I think that's the great thing about playing in the Newark Alliance and Sunday football is you do have your arguments, you kind of, which what's normal in football, but generally speaking, everyone will go to the pub after the game, or there's just a, I think there's a good feeling around the Newark Alliance at the minute. It's lots of groups of teams that are kind of friends rather than everyone getting the best players at one team, and you're kind of competing against each other, and there's a lot of like camaraderie and banter flying about. But at the end of it, like Alex said, kind of they've lost in the cup final, you could see how good they were, but they came and congratulated us, has a pint with us, and I think that's pretty admirable. I think that's a good sign that Newark football's moving, is in a good place.
I would agree that Newark football is in a very good place, and you can see from other leagues such as Grantham etc. that are struggling, that I think are folded, and then their teams come across to the Newark Alliance because it is run well and it's a good league, so credit to them.
Well, it's a good league is a really good place to move on to what is the Senior Footnotes Trophy, which is a massive, massive win. What a game, what a venue, to be fair. And what a side you played against, because they were no mugs, were they?
No. So the Notts Senior Cup, we finished second in the league last year to qualify for the Senior Cup the following season. So at the start of the season, I imagined that it was good that we can go and experience different places, different teams to play against, and the sort of creme de la creme of Nottinghamshire football. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever think that we would end up winning the trophy, but as we progressed in the competition and got further and further, then it became a reality. And like you said, the Poets team were defending champions. They were a good side. We'd lost to them in the group stages earlier in the competition, but on the night we stood up. Probably didn't start as well as we'd expected, did we, Alec?
No.
But
you get some blame there, Alec.
Hey, we've got a good story to tell now, haven't we? We've come from behind in the Notts Cup final. So
Alec knew what he was doing. Yeah, he wanted to make the game interesting.
Part of the script, isn't it?
You might play for the crowd.
Yeah, Trinity folklore.
You wanted to make it a tight game, didn't you, Alec? That's all it was.
So, yeah, we weathered the storm in the first 20 or 30 minutes. Again, just before half-time, Liam stuck a penalty away, which was crucial to get in at 1-1. And I thought and I knew that our fitness would tell in the second half. A couple of tweaks at half-time with tactics again. And we absolutely played them off the park in the second half. And they said as much after the game. Again, staying for a beer after the game, which was really good with us and discussing football in general. But, yeah.
I think it's real a testament to Newark football because back in the day, we weren't allowed in the Senior Cup. We only managed to get into the intermediate. So actually to go and win the Senior Cup is a massive step. And I don't know if you guys believe what I believe, but without Father Michael, I don't think you stood a chance. I think God was always going to be on your side, don't you?
Was for me.
Because he was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, having Father Michael there is great. It's hilarious when we've won those two trophies and he's coming to get into the pictures at the end, but to be fair, the time and effort he actually puts into the club, and that's like a lot of the people on the committee, the time and effort they put in is absolutely admirable.
Yeah, everyone behind the scenes, we've got a great, and coming back to your previous question of why the club does last so long, and that's probably one of the things as well, that everybody behind the scenes, the committee, the ex-players still doing their jobs as secretary, as treasurer, as chairman, vice chairman, president, etc. of the club. It's really important, and we've got that strong backbone to push the club forward.
I remember somebody asking Father Michael if you guys went to church. He said, "Oh no, you guys are playing football." he gave you the pass out to do it rather than go to church.
He was, yeah? Well, we'd be there otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So he does like us when we get to finals because obviously on a Sunday morning he can't come down to watch us because of Mass. So when we are on a Sunday afternoon or a midweek night, then he does get the chance to come and watch. But one another good thing that we did do, that me as manager took the two trophies down to the to a Mass on a Saturday night, and the congregation loved it, the fact that they could see because they support it through our 100 Club. They support the club, which raises funds to help us play football. So it was really good to feel that community and that they could see what we'd achieved.
So did you struggle to get the trophies out of your bed, Mark? Because I have heard that that's the only thing that's in bed with you at the minute. Is that right?
I did wake up the next morning with the trophies each time, so which is what's necessary, isn't it, after that achievement.
Fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant, boys. So what was the score in the end?
4-2 in the end. Certain player got a hat-trick and man of the match. I can't quite remember who it was. Did anyone else remember?
I think he'll pop up.
Come on then, Liam. To be fair, I actually just wanted to say that we've obviously talked about the final, we've talked about what an incredible achievement that was, but if we're honest, and I think a lot of players, all the players here, Mark will agree, is that that was the icing on the cake. The work that was put in to get to that position, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but the Senior Cup this year was done as almost like a Champions League format, so there was two groups of four, you play home and away, a semi-final and a final, and I believe that's the first time the Notts FA had done the Notts Senior Trophy like that on a Sunday. Is that right, Mark?
They did do it the year of COVID, but they obviously didn't complete it, so it's the first time it's been completed this year.
So I think that I had a great game in the final, but the effort that went in from everyone to get to that point, like, I wouldn't have been able to have that great game and man of the match and a hat-trick without all of the work of the lads, and I think that deserves more credit than it probably gets airtime for. And I think playing in the Newark Alliance, that's one thing. You travel to Barks and it's 15, 20 minutes away. Some of the lads, and I'll hold my hands up, I didn't play in those games, didn't even travel. You go to Sherwood Colliery away, you go to Notts teams away, 45 minutes away, and to go there and dig in and get results, that's what gave us all the platform to do that in the final and the semi-final, which was a great game as well.
Yeah, I think we really need to shout out our reserve team for that, because when we were playing them early games in the group, a lot of the times our team was half reserves. And they did a lot of the travelling, a lot of the hard work to get us into them positions of the finals. And that goes for the same in the Sam Arnold. We actually played them in the Willie Hall.
Unfortunately. Yeah,
we played them in the first round.
We got drawn in the first round against them.
I think we're fortunate to come as well, though, where like we don't use reserves as a derogatory term, because a lot of those lads are good enough to play for first team. Mm. It just happens they're a group of mates that want to play with each other. But as they showed in the cup competitions for us, they're brilliant players and they step up when needed.
You've got two first teams effectively, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, they deserve a lot of credit this season. They went very close in their league as well. Apart from a few injuries towards the end of the season, they could have had success in the league as well, but finishing third. But they were great bunch of lads, and we all train together. We don't split off. We don't do first team reserves. We all train together each week, which is really important. And those players step up when needed, so it's good.
Just before we go into the next break, just want to take it a step back to the semi final of the Senior Cup. Well, that was a game. I saw it. I saw some of the effects at the end of the game. But that was a tough game in itself, and I think maybe that was a stepping stone to the strength of the opposition.
I think that game summed up more than any how far we've come. Because I've been playing for Trinity for nearly 10 years now. I started when I was 16. And as we've kind of evolved, one issue we've always had is we've always been a really nice set of lads. Too nice, actually. And the Willie Hall semi-final sticks out as well. Just little things, game management and stuff like that. And actually, when we turned up to that semi-final, they were there to intimidate us, really. And actually, I don't think we were intimidated at all. And we stepped up and we matched them. I mean, when it took a turn, we didn't then. But actually, I think actually in terms of playing the game physically and being sensible and being smart and doing the right things, I think that was a sign. That game was a sign of how far we've come. And the Willie Hall semi-final was the same as that. I think the way we managed the game was a sign of how much we've matured as a group of players.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, we're just going to go and have a little break, and then we're back to talk to the boys again.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
This is it. We have waited nearly 4 years for this time to arrive. But finally, we can officially say that the nominations are now open for the 2023 Radio Newark Presents Newark and Sherwood Community Awards. This year, there are 12 awards up for grabs, encompassing various sectors, talents, skills and personalities. Set in the stunning, historic and picturesque surroundings of Kelham Hall, the Newark and Sherwood Community Awards return on Friday the 8th of September 2023. A three-course meal, award ceremony, party and night to remember are on the cards. To nominate somebody who you think deserves one of our awards, nominate now at radionewark.co.uk. Nominations close on June the 30th and you can read all of our terms and conditions at radionewark.co.uk.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. We supply and fit bathrooms and kitchens, and we've been serving the Newark area for the last 10 years. We do everything, from a single tap to a full bathroom or kitchen, all supplied and fitted. Come and visit our large showroom, with designs for all styles and budgets on display. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-4 or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
This is the last time that I will say these words. I remember the first time, the first of many lies, sweeping in.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. This is Gorey. And just to let you know, I've got Holy Trinity here, football team from Sunday mornings, and what a season they've had. We're just talking about the trophies. But I think this should bring us on nicely to the what I call the Daft Awards that were presented at the awards evening. Over to you, Liam. Let's have a chat. Which ones were they?
So, to be fair, a couple of seasons ago, me and Mark had a chat about doing some more awards that were just for a bit of a laugh. Couple have stayed, couple have changed. I think this year we did banter of the season, so that was like who's had the best banter.
Who was that?
So we gave that to the goalie, Ollie Swaby. So probably one of the funniest men around. He's not never really says anything funny, it's just everything he does is actually hilarious. So
but what a keeper, by the
way. Oh, he's fantastic. He's got to be one of the best keepers around.
Well, he did used to play for me at Boston United when he was a bit younger. So no, I know how good he was, but he's matured, yeah. And I think matured in a football sense rather than in a
100%. To be fair, in the semi final, he pulled off an unbelievable save, and their whole bench stood up and shouted, "He's a cat! He's a cat!" So I've been shouting that at him ever since.
So he won the banter award.
The banter award. We did goal of the season. We've been doing that for a while. I think Shane won that.
Shane
Tetley scored a great goal in the Knox Cup, and we needed that goal to go through to qualify for the semi-final, and we were losing 2-1 at the time, so it was a great goal. We always do support of the season, so Jordan Sabi scored the winner in the Willie Hall. He got his mum and dad and their dog got supporter of the season. We did young supporter of the season as well. So Jay Thirlby, his lad Oscar's come to every game without fail. He's even got his own Trinity top, and he loves it. And the best part about it is he gives his dad the most stick. So he won young supporter. There was two more. I can remember the last one, but I'm saving that one.
I wonder why.
Can any of you lads remember what the fifth one was?
I don't think there was there?
There was definitely six.
Unfortunately, I can't remember.
Yeah, they are.
No, the amount of beers you lads had on that night, I'm surprised.
No, I don't remember what the sixth
Let's
one
go
was.
To this last one.
Sorry, I don't remember the last one. The last one was for Hard Man of the Season. It was an easy choice. There's one lad who probably took a punch for all of us, actually. He was only trying to shake a player's hand, and he's probably the nicest lad in the team. So nice, he doesn't even want to speak tonight. But he is sat in the corner. But yeah, we did Hard Man of the Year, and Little Gorey got that one. Will got that one. So
you did. Yeah, you tried to take Mark away from an incident, and he caught the right hander, didn't you, Will?
That's it. No, it was aimed at me, but Gorey took it.
You do anything for the manager, don't you?
He didn't flinch. To be fair to him, he didn't move. I think more out of shock than anything else.
Anything to get a start in a final, yeah.
I had to make your way to the top.
Yeah. I think another reward that we got a shout out as well is. Every year the club does like a what's the award called, Mark?
It's the Eddie Beattie Award. It's an old player that unfortunately lost his life too young. But that player was always about the hard work and the tenacity, and the maybe they're not best player in the team, but that one that always puts the most effort in that during the season is really important to the manager.
And the person who won it, to be fair, he deserves a mention just because I still don't think he stopped smiling now, and the presentation was about 3 weeks ago, but it was Alex Stain who got that one, and he's asked us all to give him a shout out, but he wouldn't come, unfortunately. But he deserves a mention as well, because we obviously mentioned how Alex stepped in at centre half when we needed him, but Stas I think had only played one game at right back, and I mean he is normally a right back, but he'd been playing centre mid and hadn't had a good run in the team, stepped in and was absolutely outstanding, then played in the Willie Hall final and had an unbelievable game, marked arguably one of the best players in the league out of the game, and was fantastic. So he deserved that, but like I say, I don't think he's stopped smiling since.
Big shout out, and is it to Stas?
To Stas, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So yeah, big shout out to you, Stas, and pity you're not here. Lynn's got some spaces left in here. So okay, so guys, that's brilliant. What I want to talk about next year, Mark, what's the plans for next year?
So next year we've got a lot to live up to. I'm sure we'll have a big X on our back for everyone to try and beat us, but it's about getting a couple more players into the door, as it is every season, just to keep that new players coming in and keeping it fresh, but also trying to secure all those that have played this year. But we go again, and we we do what Trinity always do, and we keep going.
So just a quick one for Alec, who stepped in at centre-half. You're going to be stepping out again this year, Alec, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, for probably the first half of the season.
Tell us what you're doing. Come on.
It's a lifelong dream that's finally been realised is the RAF. So,
That's fantastic.
Starting my training literally Monday. So
this Monday coming?
Yeah, I'm going to miss the lads and miss the football, but fingers crossed, once everything's done and dusted, I'll be back next season in the business end. And
good luck in the RAF, mate. And you'll not miss the lads, because that chat, I know.
Yeah, they'll be winding me up somehow on the group chat. So,
okay. And what about you, Liam? I've heard on the grapevine that you might be moving Saturday clubs.
Yeah, I think last season I played for Southall City. What a club, to be fair. Fantastic set of lads. Like, really fortunate at that level. They're very similar to Holy Trinity is. They're a group of mates. Absolutely brilliant. Like, gutted to be moving away from there, but it felt the right thing to do. Got kind of a call from Newark and Sherwood, and obviously it's a league higher. It's a local club, so I'm really, really excited to be playing down there on Saturday next season, and hopefully have another fantastic season at a step above and prove my worth. They seem to have put a lot of faith in me at the start of the season, so looking forward to proving them right.
That brings me on to something, actually, because you mentioned it, Mark, last time. There's the only time in the whole of Newark football that Saturday and Sunday teams have held the Senior Cup. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We did a little photo shoot probably a couple of weeks ago now. The Newark Advertiser covered it. But, yeah, it's good. It's good for Newark football. If you look around at some of the other towns, and obviously you've got Nottingham as the city, that there's a lot bigger teams than some of us, but we certainly pack a punch, and it's good to see both trophies in the town at the same time.
Well, it's fantastic. So, boys, we're just going to have another little quick break, and then we'll come back and finish off, and we'll go from there. Thanks a lot.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Making small changes to your lifestyle could improve your chances of staying healthier longer. Start now by taking our free How Are You quiz. Just search 1U.
The YMCA nursery at the Village is now open, and your children are going to love it.
It's a wonderful space, inside and out, with toys and games to inspire curiosity and creative play.
Our chef prepares fresh, seasonal meals every day.
And the space is calming and natural. Children just love being here.
We cater for children from babies to 5 years old. And as we say, it takes a village to raise a child. For more details, see us online at YMCA Newark and Sherwood.org/nursery, or call in for a chat at the YMCA in Newark. The YMCA Nursery at the Village, here for you.
I need you right.
Okay, and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. Here we've got the Holy Trinity boys in the last few minutes of the evening. But just before we finish, we're going to have a couple of shout-outs. We've had a couple of texts come in, haven't we, Liam?
Yeah, Gory's obviously mentioned the group chat a few times. It's a lot quieter than it used to be, but we've just had a message in from Staz. He's buzzing with his shout-out. He's just messaged us saying, "Mum, I'm famous."
And I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to everybody that's wished me well tonight on the first show. I've really enjoyed it, and a big thank you to you, boys. But, Mark, I know you wanted to say a big thank you to some of your sponsors as well, yeah?
Yeah, it's really important at our level that we have sponsors to help run the club and to finance things in these difficult times, so we really do appreciate them. So it's Marchbuild Limited and Nice Motors.
Fantastic. I just wanted to just mention something to you, boys. So, banter in the changing room. Have we missed anything at all? Anything exciting this year?
Nothing we can talk on the radio.
No DP in the underpants and no eggs in the shoes.
The classic is from Kett, from Adam Kettlebury. He loves the one where as soon as you try to get out of the shower, he'll put more shampoo or shower gel in your hair. And he has got a few lads, quite bad, which is funny to watch, to be fair.
And I like wearing a number two shirt, and the lads always love to hide that one to give me a bit of pre-match nerves before the game. But they always give me it back because they don't risk a bad game from me. So,
and what about you, Alec? Because your brother plays for the team, isn't it? Or
yeah, my twin. I don't know. I think we're just odd characters, aren't we, Swavers?
So he's gonna miss you next year, mate, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I'll miss the lads, but
he definitely won't miss him.
As with Oliver, we're a bit odd. But
There's not much brotherly love there. Like, there is deep down, you can see it, but...
You have got another brother, by the way.
Have I? Oh, I mentioned Pat.
No, Ollie.
Oh, yeah, so... Ignore that. This is actually what the change room is like. We're all squabbling with Mark.
I was going to say, there's not... Oh, it's a good job we're half decent at football, because there's not much brains in there. What sums us up is we've been asked to come on the radio and two lads have had an haircut ready for it.
So, Mark, I'm size 9. Do you need any help next year?
Well, there's always room in the reserves, Mark. You set that one up yourself.
I probably did, yeah. No, boys, thanks very much for coming in tonight. It's been amazing. Great first show from my side, and really appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah, I just say thank you for having us, really, as a club. We really appreciate being asked on, and good luck for everything from us.
And thank you. So next week, guys, I'm going to be having Carl Greaves in, so I'm looking forward to that. And coming up next, you've got Dean and Jez and the Soul Show. So fantastic. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you very much.
Cheers, boys.
is it. We have waited nearly 4 years for this time to arrive. But finally, we can officially say that the nominations are now open for the 2023 Radio Newark Presents Newark and Sherwood Community Awards. This year, there are 12 awards up for grabs, encompassing various sectors, talents, skills, and personalities. Set in the stunning, historic, and picturesque surroundings of Kelham Hall, the Newark and Sherwood Community Awards return on Friday, the 8th of September, 2023. A three-course meal, award ceremony, party,